This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that government has redefined women-led development over the past 11 years through a series of impactful initiatives. As the NDA government at the centre completes 11 years of office, Mr. Modi highlighted the transformative role played by women in the journey towards a developed India. In a social media post, the Prime Minister reaffirmed that in all sectors, be it science, education, sports, startups, and the armed forces, women are excelling and inspiring several people. As the NDA government at the centre completes 11 years, India's education sector has undergone a massive transformation. Path-breaking initiatives like the National Education Policy, NEP, PM Schools for Rising India, Sarv Shiksha Abhiyan and PM E-Vidya, among others, have significantly shaped the educational curriculum of the country. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Vice Chancellor of the University of Delhi, Yogesh Singh said the NEP has fostered the implementation of many changes in the education processes and incorporation of skills, value addition courses in the core disciplines.
पिछले 11 वर्षों में भारत की सरकार ने उल्लेखनीय काम किया है शायद ही कोई ऐसा क्षेत्र होगा जहां पर सरकार ने अपनी छाप न छोड़ी हो और जहां तक शिक्षा की बात है उसमें तो राष्ट्रीय शिक्षा नीति के माध्यम से कई परिवर्तन लाने का प्रयास चल रहा है बहुत सारी चीजों का समावेश इसमें करने का प्रयास है कि व्यक्ति का व्यक्तित्व निर्माण भी हो बुद्धि भी हो समझ भी हो साथ में उस पे स्किल पे भी उसको फोकस देने का प्रयास है कोर डिसिप्लिन्स भी हैं और अंडर ग्रेजुएट स्टडीज को 4 साल का किया ताकि भारत में बच्चे को सही समय मिले कि वो इनोवेशन क्रिएट
Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said the diversification of agriculture toward easily cultivable fruits and crops is essential for the sector's growth. Speaking during his visit to Bengaluru as part of the Vikasit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan, Mr. Chauhan highlighted the benefits of cultivating dragon fruit.
प्रधानमंत्री जी ने कहा विकसित भारत के लिए विकसित कृषि और समृद्ध किसान चाहिए और विकसित खेती के अंतर्गत ही हमको कृषि का विविधीकरण करके ऐसी कमलम जैसी फसलों की तरफ आना पड़ेगा उगाना भी आसान है हम किसानों को एजुकेट भी करेंगे इससे 3 फायदे हैं एक ऑर्गेनिक उत्पाद मिलेगा दूसरे इतने न्यूट्रेंट है इसमें जो मनुष्य के स्वास्थ्य को बहुत बेहतर रखेंगे तीसरे इसमें आप 6-7 लाख रुपया भी हर साल कमा सकते हैं
The Election Commission of India, ECI, has responded to Congress leader Rahul Gandhi's allegations stating that he has criticized the booth-level agents and polling agents appointed by his own party in Maharashtra. The ECI said that as per the instructions of the Commission, the CCTV footages of polling stations can always be scrutinized by the competent High Court in any election petition. The ECI has questioned Rahul Gandhi's intentions behind seeking CCTV footage of polling stations, which could invade voters' privacy. The Commission has noted that Rahul Gandhi has neither written any reply to them nor sought any time for a meeting. The ECI said that it will respond formally only when Rahul Gandhi writes to them following due procedure. The Sikkim government rescued 28 stranded persons, including locals, taxi drivers and certain government officials through certain helicopter sortie from Chatin in landslide-hit Mangan district today. All evacuees reached Pakyong Greenfield Airport safely. The operation was part of the ongoing coordinated relief and evacuation efforts being undertaken in view of the recent adverse conditions. Akashvani celebrates its 90 years today. This day on June the 8th, 1936, the Indian State Broadcasting Service was renamed All India Radio. This red letter day marks a special moment in the cultural information and broadcasting history of the country where a voice was born that would echo through generations. In French Open tennis, world number one Yannick Sinner will face world number two and defending champion Carlos Alcaraz for the men's singles title this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.